What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Hawson. Today I'm here with
Addison Freibert.
And so for those who don't know, me and Addison have been lucky enough to attend Disney World more than a few times. And we love it very much because we are believers in the hype of Disney World. And,
yes.
And that's what we're going to be talking about today, just all things Disney World, our favorite parks, our favorite rides, all of that. So I guess I'll get this started. Addison, what is your favorite park and why?
I'd probably have to say Magic Kingdom, and I feel like it just has numerous things to do. Like, there's a bunch of restaurants, there's a bunch of rides. There's also just, I mean, the environment is just so beautiful, and I don't know, it's magical. It's super magical.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you, especially at night. Magic Kingdom at night is almost, like, uncomparable to a lot of the other parks, honestly. Especially those after magic hours when, like, a lot of people have to leave and you're allowed to stay. It's really cool there.
Yes, I agree.
So, what's your favorite ride at Magic Kingdom, though? They have a vast variety of rides, from, you know, roller coasters to slow rides, but, like, what would you say your favorite ride is there?
Ooh, this is a tricky one. My favorite ride, probably Space Mountain. Mountain is a good one, and especially during Christmas. I just recently went about 2 weeks ago, and during Christmas, they put a bunch of different types of lights in the ride, and they'll play Christmas music, and there's, like, red and green lights going everywhere, and it's really pretty, and it's really cool.
Yeah, I'd have to be. That's one of my favorite rides. Every time I go there, too, it's like, even though I know it's going to happen, it's always just, it never disappoints as a ride, so.
Exactly, yes, and I love that it's a dark ride, too, you don't know what's coming up, and.
I have to say, like, for me, my favorite, I don't know why, but I know it got a re-theme, but I've always loved Splash Mountain. That's always been one of my favorites for a very long time. Even after the re-theme, it just, I don't know what it is, it's just my favorite ride, just because it's like, it's a combination of slow, but then also has all the drops and stuff, and then you get the big final drop at the very end. It's just a very fun ride.
Yes, I agree totally, and I just recently went on the new ride that used to be Splash Mountain, now it's Tiana's ride, and it was fun, but I do have to say I did like Splash Mountain a lot better.
Yeah.
And I felt like the new ride, it was really cool, but I could tell that they rushed the process of, like, re-theming it.
Exactly.
There was a lot of dead space, and I feel like Splash Mountain was just, like, a fan favorite, and it was, like, a classic. Yeah. And so re-theming it was really cool, but I do miss the old one.
Yeah. I think it just, because of how, like, everyone fell in love with all the characters of Splash Mountain and just, like, the theme of the ride, like, I didn't, like, hate that they rethemed it, but I wish they didn't retheme that ride out of all of them.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. I think it was really cool that they did include Tiana in a ride, but I felt like they should have kept that one. But, I mean, both of them were great. They were, but my personal favorite was probably Splash Mountain.
Yeah. I will say, that I don't know if you had to ride this one or not, but I thought Tron was really cool. That new Tron light cycle run, that ride was really cool.
Yes, oh my gosh. I probably should have said that as my favorite. It's definitely...
Yeah, it's up there for sure.
Yes, it's up there, because I've rode that 3 times, being at Disney for 4 days. We rode that ride 3 or 4 different times, and it's so much fun, and it's just cool. Like, how does somebody come up with a ride like that, and they just, like, how does one create something like this? Like, it was just so cool.
Exactly, like, just the whole motorcycle aspect of it, and then it's like you have different ways to ride. You can ride either sitting up or laying down. It was a really cool ride, just all the lights and everything. It was like, it seemed like a Space Mountain on steroids type of ride, basically. Just a more faster, like, version of it.
Yes, it was super, super cool, especially going outside. Like, we rode it during the day and at night, and if you're going to ride that ride, I say ride it at night.
Oh, yeah. It's something different at night.
Yes, going outside, and you start off, like, inside, and then you go out, and, like, there's lights everywhere. It's so cool. It is so cool.
Yeah. And then another one I really like is, I like the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. That's one of my favorites, too. Because I think one of the last couple times I went there, they had it closed still, so I didn't get to ride it. But this last time I went, I got to ride it. And it's always just been one of my favorite rides, because I've always loved the movies they've done with Pirates of the Caribbean. And then just, I always love the ride, because it's just such a cool experience of a ride, even though it's one of the slowest rides in all of Magic Kingdom.
Oh, yeah. Well, one Disney fact that I recently learned, actually, the Pirates of the Caribbean, the ride was built first, and then the movie took place, like, they created the movie a couple years after the ride was made. So the ride came first, and I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I thought that was very interesting to learn about.
Yeah. But yeah, that's always been a favorite ride of mine. And then, I've heard mixed thoughts. What do you think about Thunder Mountain Railroad? I've heard mixed opinions on it. I mean, it's not the best ride, but it's not the worst ride, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. I would say I like it because I'm such, like, a classical Disney adult is what people would like to say. But it's just, like, it was one of the ones that first opened when Disneyland first opened, and I felt like Walt Disney thought of that and he wanted to build something like that, so I like it because it was one of those rides that he thought of. But I think it's fun, but I wouldn't say it's my absolute favorite. But if I did go to Disney, I would like to ride that for that reason, just knowing that Walt thought of something like that. But, they recently closed, actually. They're, refurbishing it.
Really?
For a while. But, yeah, they just recently closed it, so we got to ride it, for the last time, before they fix it up a bit.
Yeah. It's not the worst ride, but it's, like, I think it's kind of bland. It could definitely use some more magic, almost, but...
Yes, I agree. 100%.
And then... Okay. So obviously, you know, Disney, one of their big things they make money off of is, like, you know, the snacks and all that. What's your favorite, like, snack when you go to Disney World?
The Dole Whip.
Oh, yeah.
Dole Whip all the way. And my mom and I, we have gone to Disney, I mean, at least 10 times out of my whole life. Mm-hmm. And every time we go, we always stop and get the Dole Whip. It's delicious.
It's really good. And then I just like that classic Mickey ice cream bar. That's always a good one, too.
Yes, I would say the Dole Whip and the Mickey ice cream bar are pretty tied. I like both of them.
Yeah. Okay, so now I want to move over to Epcot. Epcot's an interesting park because on one end you have, like, the ride area, but on the other end you have all the countries. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll start with, what's your favorite country at Epcot?
I would say probably Norway. Probably Norway, because growing up, I was a huge Frozen fan. Like, I loved that movie, and whenever they built the ride in Norway and, like, rethemed it Frozen, it made that country so much more fun to visit whenever I went to Epcot, and it's just beautiful. Like, I love walking around and just seeing... Like, especially it's around, like, the lake. Like, that lake is in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
And just the scenery of Norway, I really think is just so pretty.
Yeah. I'd have to agree. That one's a really cool one, especially because of the addition of that Frozen ride. Like, just adding a ride. And that ride is pretty fun, too. Like, you wouldn't think it would be that fun, but that ride is pretty fun for, like, what you wouldn't think it would be that fun, but it is.
Exactly. Yes, it's very simple. And it's one of those rides that, like, if you're really freaking hot at Disney, because, it's in Florida, it's a hot day, and you're just to go inside and get air conditioning, like, you go in, and it's just, it's nice. It's a good little boat ride, and there's some, like, little drops here and there, but it's just, it's pretty. Like, the way they created it, and just with, like, all of the decorationing, and, like, just everything about it, I just think it's so
cute. Yeah. My favorite might be Germany, just because, like, my dad, like, all of our family heritage goes back to Germany, so that's when we go to every single time. And I forget which restaurant it is, but it's the one where it's, like, you go in there, and it's, like, they have, like, the dancing in the front, But then, like, they have a buffet and all that, and the... Yeah, that one's one of my favorite, like, restaurants, just because it's so easy and quick, but it's also just really fun.
Yes, I agree. I think I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name of the restaurant, but I'm pretty sure I visited there as well.
Yeah. I don't really know many, like, the actual restaurant names, just because there's so many, but that one's... It's good. It's good.
Yes.
So, from the rides aspect now, what's your go-to ride in the Epcot area?
Soarin', yes. That was the first ride we visited whenever we first got to Disney. And it's beautiful. Like, I love... Like, you feel like you're actually flying around all sorts of different countries, all sorts of different places. Like, it's just... It's so... It's just cool. Like, and just the... Like, if you're going over, like, the ocean, then they'll, like, spray water on you thinking you're actually, like, going over the ocean. Like, it's just little details that make it like, fantastic.
Did you get to ride Guardians of the Galaxy when you were there?
Yes, we did.
That one's an awesome ride.
Yes, it is so freaking cool. And the music, like, that's what's really cool about it.
The ride's one thing, then having them add the music, it's like, it's songs you know, too. It makes it so much of a cooler experience as well.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's so cool. Like, and it's so fun. Like, if you're wanting, like, a good adrenaline ride, like, you go in, and if you've never ridden it before, like, you have no idea what to expect. Like, the first time I rode it, I got off, and I was like, oh, my God, like, this was the best
thing. Yeah, because from the last time I went to Disney World, they were, like, just starting construction on it. And then this last time I went, they finally had finished it, so I got to go on it. And I was really excited to see what they did, and it lived up to the expectations. And then just the walkthrough of the ride, just walking to get to the ride. That's one thing Disney does so well, is that they make sure every detail is just pinpointed accurate.
Yes, the cues to rides are... Like, that's a part of the ride, I feel like.
Yeah.
Just leading up to the actual experience of the ride. You're walking through the queues. You kind of know what to expect, but you don't really know just yet. And it's really insane how much detail that they put into this, like, just leading up to the ride.
Absolutely. It's insane. And it's like, how much money, like, you think they just put in just on the queue, and then on the ride itself is, like, it's just crazy.
It is. It really is.
Okay, I think it's the Gulf of Ride, Spaceship Earth.
Yes.
That one's really fun. It's like, it's not even like a ride. It's just like a cool experience to do. It's like, I know what's going to happen every time, but it's just so fun and like a chill ride to be on.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I feel like it's one of the classics too. Like, whenever my family and I go to Disney, it's normally a quick trip. Like, we're either on our way to, like, a place in Florida, but we just stop off at Disney for a couple of days, and we're trying to, like, get rides in and be quick, but this year we were able to go and stay at a Disney hotel, and we were able to ride a bunch of different rides
because
we were doing a Disney vacation there, and I haven't ridden Spaceship Earth in years, and I just recently rode it for the first time in a couple years, and, I mean... I still just get chills, like, going through it. Like, it's just cool. Like, just learning about just the different types of stages, like, going through the world. And
it's, like, it's, like, they include, like, you know, smells in that ride, just, like, different, like, elements. They really just pull out all the stops. They don't, like, short you anything on, like, any ride, especially even that one.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. Yes.
And back to Soarin', I think Soarin's a really cool one, just because it's, like, it's basically a lesser version of Avatar, but it's a more, like, immersive version almost, because it's places that you know of, and, like, that you maybe have gone to before, but, like, I think that's a really cool ride as well.
Oh, yeah, and it's a good way to teach younger kids, like, because I'm sure, like, when you're younger, you don't travel, like, outside of the country.
Exactly.
Just, like, all these different places. So then when you're younger, you get to see what it's like to be in other countries, but you're not there, but you're able to see it, and you're like, oh, like, this is what is outside of America. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, so before we go to the next park, I'm going to switch up. What's your favorite Disney hotel that you've gotten to stay at?
I've stayed at the Yacht Club Resort. I've stayed at the Polynesian. I would probably say the best to stay at is the Yacht Club Resort, but the Polynesian is the best, like, environment to be around. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like the Yacht Club rooms are a lot more spacious with families of, like, bigger numbers, because I have a family of five.
Yeah.
So, staying at the Polynesian, we stayed there one time, and it was a little tricky, because it was so small for my whole family. Mm-hmm. But the Yacht Club had, like, two queen beds and then like a pull-out couch, and they had a big bathroom. So I would say probably a tie between Polynesian and I'd have to agree with you on
so Yacht Club's where I've stayed the majority of the times I've been there. And I'll just say, like, that pirate water slide, it was always one of the coolest things to do. Just even as I got older, just going down that slide was just so much fun. I don't know why, but like, I would do that slide, like, just get off, go back up, get off, go back up every single time.
I totally agree. When we just recently went, it was so cold out that it was kind of difficult to go swimming, but I mean, we still made the best of it.
Yeah.
Like, we went, and it was really fun, and they have a huge pool. Like,
oh, that pool is amazing.
Oh, it's so cool. It's almost like you're at the beach. Like, there's, I walk out, and this was my first time being there, and I walk out, and there's sand in the pool.
Yeah.
And it's like you're at the beach, and I'm like, what is this? Like,
exactly.
This is just really cool.
Yeah. The Yacht Club was great. And then when I stayed at for the first time, it was the first time we didn't stay at the Yacht Club. It was the Grand Floridian. And I will say, just for a convenience aspect, the fact that the monorail goes through that hotel right there, it is so easy to get around to other parks. Like, and then just, it's also walking distance right there to Magic Kingdom. It's like, it's like, I probably prefer the Yacht Club for more of just the amenities it has, but then, like, for convenience overall, I'd probably say the Grand Floridian is better in that aspect.
Yes, I agree. Like, with the Yacht Club, too, like, they have the boardwalk, they have, it's walking distance to Epcot, so you could go into Epcot the back way. Like, just recently, when we were there, we would wake up and eat breakfast and then go walk to Epcot, which was, it, like, at most a 5-minute walk.
Yeah.
So it was not bad at all.
Yeah. But, like, especially if you're staying in one of the hotels on property, even the ones I haven't been to, I've heard good things about almost all of them, because they all have some sort of cool features to them. Like, that Animal Kingdom Lodge one probably has a lot of cool, like, I think they have, like, animals there and stuff like that.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yes. I agree. Staying at a Disney hotel, I feel like, is really nice, because going to Disney is a lot. Like, it's a long day. It's so much fun, but you have to really love it to want to go and walk around that much. And the hotels, I feel like, make, like, everything a lot better for people who don't want to walk around that much, or, like, they want to be in a Disney environment. So the hotels are really nice, because, like, it's Disney themed, but then you can also just sit by the pool and relax for a day or two, and then go and go into the chaos of the parks.
Yeah.
After.
So, another, this is just, it just came into my head. What is one ride, just at any park, that you don't think is worth the wait time?
Let me think. As much as I love this ride, I would say the Avatar ride, not the one with the Banshee, but the, like, the riverboat ride.
Yeah, yeah, Navi, I think it's, like, Navi River Journey or something.
Yes, Navi River Journey. I think the ride is so beautiful. I think, like, Disney did a really good job in making it, but while we were there, the wait times were up to 2.5 to 3 hours. So I think, unless you have, like, a fast pass or some type of way to cut the line, I wouldn't want to wait and sit there for that long just to go through that boat ride. Again, it's super pretty, but I feel like it's just, it's a lot of greenery and just a bunch of lights and then one animatronic that it's really cool to look at. But again, if you're sitting there for 3 hours, I don't think that's worth it.
Exactly. For me, so I actually hadn't gotten to ride this ride until my last time this last year I went. And for me, it did not live up to the wait time. And that would be Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. It's like that wait time was always like 90 minutes or something long. And I was so excited to ride it, and I got on it, and it's like there's one big drop, and then it's kind of like, that's it? That's the ride? It's like, that's not worth the wait time, I feel like.
Exactly. I was stuck between that one and the Navi River, but I have to agree, because, like, with Seven Dwarfs, I feel like so many people want to ride that, because that's also, like, a classic. Like, yes. That was the first Disney princess movie ever made. So I feel like that's why a lot of people want to ride it. But I agree, once I got on the ride, I mean, it was fun, but then I was sitting there at the end, I'm like, that's it? Like, that's all we got? Like, it was only, like, a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
It's like, it wasn't that fast. Like, there wasn't, like, many crazy drops. I will say, though, the queue walking into that ride is very cool.
Yes, the queue, I think, is really... I feel like that's a part of the big experience, too. Like, just the queue of that ride is a part of the ride, and I feel like that's why they didn't make it as long as they should have, because the queue was a huge part of it.
Yeah. It is a longer queue. Like, it definitely takes longer to get into the actual ride, probably, than other rides, but it's still one of the better queues, I feel like.
Yes, I agree, 100%.
Okay. So now, Animal Kingdom. What's your favorite ride in Animal Kingdom?
My favorite ride in Animal Kingdom? Probably Mount Everest. The Yeti ride. I call it the Yeti ride, but yeah.
So do I.
The Expedition Everest.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you on that. That's been my favorite for a very long time, because I've always, like, even as a kid, I always loved the whole Yeti thing, and just, when I got to go on that ride, I would ride that, like, 5 times until I got sick, but then, like, I would just ride it. It's always been my favorite ride there.
Yes, I agree 100%, and it's so funny to ride that, because I learned, when I was younger, I would learn a bunch of these random Disney facts, and of course they've stuck with me throughout life, but one that I learned when I was younger, that the Yeti, that animatronic used to work.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be able to move, and it would, like, take its arm and, like, act like it was going to come and get you, but so then, like, years and years ago, it stopped working, but they weren't able to take it down and fix it, or else it would just, like, ruin the whole ride. Like, it would be a whole process trying to fix it. So basically, they just stuck a light on the ride and a flashing light to make it look moving, but it's been stuck for years.
It works, though. I mean, it kind of also... they did the best with what they could do, honestly. It kind of makes it a cool experience with it.
Yeah, I think that was a really smart decision, because, like, having to, like, fix that, like, that would have had to cost a lot of money, and they would lose a lot of money, because a lot of people wouldn't go to the park if that ride was down and being refurbished on. And so I feel like just sticking that simple light in the ride, just having it flash to make it look like it's moving, was
hard. What people don't understand is these animatronics cost a lot of money. These aren't just, like, some cheap these are, like, probably six-figure, like, almost seven-figure animatronics that they're getting brought in.
Oh, yes, 100%. And that's what fascinates me so much about Disney, is, like, how, again, like, how someone makes this.
Yes.
Like, how they just, they create this image in their head, and then they go and create it, and then it's real. Like, it looks so real to where it's, like, is this real? Like, is this an actual Yeti about to come and reach out at me? Like, it just looks so real.
Yeah. And then, so, what are your thoughts on the Avatar ride, the Banshee ride? Because obviously that's a newer ride that they put a lot of money into, just that whole area. So what are your thoughts on that ride?
I think it's really, really cool how they did it. And it's basically the same concept as Soarin', I feel like. But just as simple as the way you're sitting. Like, how they have you riding on this Banshee.
Yeah.
And you're just basically, like, on this bike, but you're sitting on this bike, and I remember riding it, and just simple things, like, they made the bike, like, move, making it seem like that you were on this Banshee that was breathing, that was flying, that is going left and right, up and down, like, just going everywhere, and I think that they did a really good job and created that ride very well.
Oh, yeah. That ride is one of the coolest, I think it's one of the best rides in Disney World, just because of, like, how much they put into that ride, and just, like, even the land outside of the ride, just, like, all the cool rocks and stuff that they have, like, it looks really good. It's, like, you know that they put a lot of time, because I think Avatar is one of their biggest movies ever, and they really showed it in just all those rides and everything.
Yes, I agree. Like, just, even before you go into the ride, like, walking into the Avatar area, like, you just stop for a minute, and you're just, like, breathless. Like, you just don't know, like, how they did it, how these rocks are floating, how, like, it's very, very beautiful, and just the detail put into it, like, it's just crazy.
You're not wrong. I mean, it's probably one of those expensive just lands areas, too, with how much they had to do for that, but they definitely went over the top, and it looks really good.
Yes, it's just so cool.
So, what are your thoughts on Cali River Rapids? Did you get to do that ride when you were there last?
I did not, but I rode that one time, and it was back in my freshman year when I went to Disney for my Nationals with Assumption Dance.
Uh-huh.
And I remember going on there with all the seniors, all the juniors, freshmen, sophomores, and we're on this ride, and it gets stuck.
Oh.
So we were stuck on that ride, and it was in the middle of February, so it wasn't very warm, but it wasn't, like, cold either. But after going down this ride, you're soaking wet, and you're stuck, and we were in the shade, too, so it was kind of chilly.
Yeah.
But I've ridden that one time, and it was really fun. I did enjoy riding it. The only thing that did suck about it was getting stuck for a while. But other than that, I thought it was a really fun ride.
Yeah, I think that ride's really fun. It's like, especially on a hot day, it's one of those rides where you're hot, you just hop on it, get a little wet, and then boom, you're off to your next ride. And it's like, it's not like a long ride either. It's probably it's a quick water ride, honestly.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. And then my whole thing about Animal Kingdom is, like, Animal Kingdom's not, like, an all-day park like some of the other ones. It's kind of like a half-a-day thing. Then you go back to your hotel or something and then just do something else before you go maybe to another park or something like that.
Yes, that's what we did recently. The first day we got to Disney, we went to Epcot for the whole day. Well, actually, the first day we got there, we stayed at the hotel and hung out because we got in so early. We were so tired.
Yeah.
We just hung around Disney Springs. We went mini golfing, we hung around the pool, but then the second day we went to Epcot for the full day, and then the next day we went to Magic Kingdom for the whole day, and then the day after that we went to Animal Kingdom in the morning and rode, like, Expedition Everest, Avatar, did all of that, and then we went back to Magic Kingdom. So, yeah, like, I agree, Animal Kingdom is a half-day park, but some people do like to take their time and just walk around and look at all the scenery at Animal Kingdom. But if you're the type of person to, like, want to ride rides and, like, get the full Disney experience, then
it's a half day thing.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Okay. So last and not least, Hollywood Studios. Probably the best rides park overall, I'd say.
Yes.
So there's a lot of good rides there. But what's your favorite overall? What's, like, your go-to?
Oh, gosh. This one's a really hard one because they have so many good rides. I'd probably say my go-to would be Tower of Terror. It's basic, but I think that would be my go-to.
Yeah. For me, it's right across the street. It's Rock and Roller Coaster. I've always just loved that ride. You know, just the adrenaline rush of going so fast at the very start. And it's always just, and then you have, like, the music's blaring, and it's just such a fun ride, I feel like.
I agree. They're going to refurbish that, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is it
supposed to be, like, a Muppets ride or something? Isn't that what it's supposed to be?
Yes. So, basically, they're not changing the ride necessarily, but they're just retheming it, and Aerosmith is not going to be involved in that one anymore, so they're basically just replacing Aerosmith with the Muppets, which I don't know how that's going to be, because I feel like the Muppets are for younger viewers.
Yeah.
And not many younger children can ride a ride like that, either because they're tall enough or they're just scared.
Exactly.
So I don't know how that's going to be.
Yeah, it's like, that's the thing with a lot of these rides, is, like, they market themselves so much to a certain audience, and it's like, when you have, like, the ride like that, Aerosmith, whatever, it's just, it's, you can't really market that to kids, because it's, like, we went with another family, and, like, their little kid, like, we had to, like, basically, like, force him and bribe him to go on this ride, because it's, like, he was tall enough, but it's, like, as you're walking in, you see just this roller coaster just blast out right there, and it's, like, as a little kid, you're probably, like, I don't want to do this.
Yes, yeah, you're probably scared to death. And, yeah, I agree. Just having that roller coaster, like, for younger viewers, I feel like it would be difficult. Because when I was younger, I didn't want to ride that. Like, yeah. I was terrified because I saw that roller coaster and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go upside down. I'm going to go so fast. Like, I don't want to do that. So we'll see how Disney advertises it, yeah. I guess.
And then, what are your thoughts about the Star Wars area?
I think it's really cool. I think they spent a lot of time and effort into that. And I feel like the rides are really, really cool as well. Very, very cool.
Yeah. I think Rise of the Resistance is one of the coolest rides or just overall, like, experiences there. Because it's like, you know, you walk in through the whole thing and it's like they, like, get you or whatever. And then they take you in through, like, all those stormtroopers and all that. Then you have the actual ride, which is really cool in itself, and then...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool ride, though.
I agree. And it's really long, too. I feel like it's worth the wait. Like, you go in, and it's just so realistic, and...
Yeah.
I know, like, my brothers love Star Wars, so whenever they first rode it, it was just really cool for them to experience that, like, in real life.
Yeah, because Star Wars is definitely one of the biggest Disney fandoms out there, for sure. Like, a lot of people, like... huge Star Wars fanatics that just love that type of stuff. Yes. And for them to finally make that its own thing was, it was cool to see.
Yes, I agree. And I feel like Disney focuses so much on, like, Disney and Pixar and princesses and just all these other things when, like, my older brother, for example, like, he's not big on, like, obviously, like, the Disney princesses.
Exactly.
The Pixar stuff, but I feel like Star Wars, like, for older, like, kids who are interested in that type of stuff, like, they were able to walk into that land and, like, oh, like, this is what I'm interested in, this is what I like, instead of just, like, the fantasy thing for some of those people. They're not a huge fan of it, but I feel like Star Wars is just really cool.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It's, like, I think that goes back to, like, you know, the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride. That's, like, the first Marvel ride that they've, like, had in Disney World, which is...
Yeah.
Kind of crazy to think, because, like, Marvel's one of their biggest money makers when it comes to, like, you know, movies and all that.
Yes, I agree. I feel like once Disney bought Star Wars, and I'm sure they bought Marvel.
Yeah, yeah, they bought Marvel.
They bought Marvel. I feel like now they're starting to, like, build more and advertise more of Marvel and Star Wars, which is giving them a lot of viewers and obviously a lot more money.
Yeah. Which, and then, what are your thoughts on the... I think it's the Toy Story Mania ride.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one's a really cool ride, too.
I think that's really cool. Whenever I just recently went, we weren't able to make it to the Toy Story Mania ride because we went to Hollywood Studios pretty late and we were trying to get everything that we wanted first and before the park closed. But I did ride that about 2 or 3 years ago, and I thought it was really fun. Just another ride to... go along, and it's also another classic.
Yeah.
And like, for families of little children who can't go on, like, the big roller coasters, I feel like it was a good ride to be built for the kids who aren't able to do the other roller coasters and stuff like that. But I think it was a really cool ride. It was really fun.
Yeah, and it's like, I think that's one of the rides where it's almost worth the wait time, because, like, that is a very fun ride. And it's like, Toy Story's one of the staples of the whole just Disney World and, like, Pixar and all that.
Yes.
And it's like, so when they find, like, I didn't gotten to ride that ride at all much of the times I've been before, just because we had, like, you know, fast passes for other rides we had to get done. But I finally got to do that one this year. I thought that was a very fun ride.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I totally agree. Especially the one roller coaster in Toy Story Land, Slinky Dog Dash, I think.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, Slinky Dog Dash.
Yes, that one as well. That Slinky Dog Dash, I feel like that's really fun. It's a kiddie roller coaster for little ones, and it's just, I think it's really classic, and how they made the actual roller coaster, like where you sit in, it's like the toy, like
exactly, the yeah.
I think that was really, really cool.
Yeah. And that's the thing about Disney, like all their rides, is they make it so just realistic, like you're actually there, is like as much as they possibly can. And yes. It's like just how, I don't know, I want to know who they talk to get all this stuff made, but like it's crazy how they get all this stuff done.
I agree. I mean, I think I always think about that. Like whenever I'm at Disney, my mom and I will just be walking around and I'm like, how does somebody just think of this and have enough money to create yeah. this? And like, it's like when I'm older, I want to work possibly for the company Disney, not necessarily at the parks or anything, yeah. like just for the company itself, just so I can see what it's like. Because I've always wondered this whenever I was a little girl, like how does someone create this?
Exactly. It's like the imagination that you have to have to like create some of this stuff. And it's like some of the things like aren't even from a, like, the movie things are obviously probably easier because you already have, like, blueprints from that. Which, like, yes. I mean, just Spaceship Earth, for example. Who thinks to put a giant, like, golf ball almost in the middle of Epcot and then make a ride in that? That goes exactly. through, like, the history of Earth.
Exactly. And that's why I just love Disney so much. Like, yes, like, a bunch of people make fun of those people. Like, the Disney adult or whatever. Yeah. But I don't necessarily love Disney because it's the kid Disney. Like, oh my goodness, like, you're, like... It's yeah. just so cool to just experience just the whole environment of it.
Yeah.
And like how people create it. And when I was younger, like, it's just like a safe place for me because yeah. my family, I would always go there and I grew up around it. And just having that innocence with you, like, just
exactly. knowing
you can be a kid for a little bit. And yeah. like, I feel like now being so focused on school and like work or just other stuff going on in the world, yeah. but then like, go into this ball of imagination, you feel like you're 6 years old again.
Exactly. It's like, you're like, you don't go to Disney World just to like do all the little kid stuff, you know, go on like little roller coasters. Like,
yeah,
it's just like an experience of like happiness and fun almost, because it's like you have no other worries besides what you're doing in that instant right there.
Exactly. Like everything just goes away. And whenever I went to Disney, I was barely on my phone. Like,
exactly.
Time I was on my phone was when my mom, like, we'd see a character and my mom's like, give me your phone, I want to take a picture of you. Like, that's
exactly
like, it's just it's like a bubble, like you're in a childhood bubble and you feel like you're young again. And it's just, it's fun.
And it's like the thing with Disney is like, even like when you go to like the top of like Expedition Everest, you just look out, you can't even see anything else. You just see, like, the Disney property. Like, they make it like that where it's, like, you're just so focused on Disney, like, you're not even focused on anything else until you have to leave.
Exactly. Like, you can't think of anything else. You're just focused on Disney, and you said it perfect. Like, you're just, it's perfect.
Yeah. And so, what? Not, like, princesses, but, like, but who's your favorite Disney character? You know, like Mickey and all them. Who's your favorite, like, Disney character?
I don't necessarily have one, but when I was a little girl, I did, so I'm probably going to stick with that one. I loved Ariel.
Yeah.
I loved Ariel growing up because she was different. Like, she had, like, I feel like all the other princesses, like, they were so, it was the basic story. Like, it was just, like, you're a girl, and then you meet a prince, and then you know what I mean? Like,
I feel that.
Yeah, I feel like with Ariel, she was just different. Like, it was a different story than all the others. And when I was younger, I'd have Ariel dolls, I'd have Ariel like clothes, I'd have Ariel everything.
Yeah, and like, you know, even in the hotel room, it's like you probably watch like, you know, like the old school Disney cartoons that they have on the TV. It's just like, even that's just so like cool and just like a reminder of like where you are, because like even at home, it's like you're not gonna just be like, oh, I want to watch Disney cartoon. Though it's like it adds to the experience just there. It's like,
yes, it's nostalgic. I feel like
it exactly
very, very nostalgic, because like I remember being this little girl walking downstairs whenever I'd wake up in the morning and turn on Disney Channel and watch like just any type of Disney show that was on.
Yeah.
Like, the innocence. So then, like, of course, now, like, sitting in my room at night, like, I wouldn't want to go and watch a Disney, like...
Exactly, cartoon, yeah.
Like you said. But just going to Disney and laying in bed before waking up the next day to go to the parks, just to turn it on, and it's just there. You're just like, okay, I'm with my family. I can just enjoy my time here and not worry about anything else.
Yeah. I think that's a perfect way to wrap it up, honestly.
Yes, I agree.
So this has been another episode of the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Haas.
And I'm Addison Freiberg.
Thank you for listening.